France's new direction may not be going very far. Change in Burma? Good, but it also means cuts. And what impact does the gospel have in Brazil? We'll tell you on today's broadcast of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Election results in France have the whole world talking about what's to come. New Socialist President François Hollande says he'll reject austerity measures which could have serious implications on the euro and thus the global economy. But words of hope's Lee DeYoung says,
to the extent to which that can actually change, regardless of what political promises the new French president-elect may have made, that's a limited possibility because Germany is still holding the cards.
The world may be worrying in vain.
French President-elect François Hollande is probably not going to make major changes in the short term, although the volatility and uncertainty in this world continues. And once again, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the sovereignty of God are really the only things about which we can be absolutely sure.
Words of Hope broadcasts that truth worldwide. Pray this will just be an opportunity for Christ to reign in France. Next, global euphoria over changes in Burma isn't trickling down to the ones it should most affect, the Karen Christian refugees. Most of them can't go home yet. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says,
for one thing, there's a lot of landmines, and it's going to take years to clear those landmines. One thing we found, too, like even with the orphans, are these kids really ready to go back into Burma? And we're trying to figure out how do we prepare them to go back, and they don't really have family.
Plus, eased sanctions have resulted in cuts in aid for the refugees.
We're really concerned about it. Even the EU was talking about redistributing some of the funds even before the sanctions were lifted, and we felt it would really affect people in the refugee camps, and I believe it's an opportunity for the church to step up more and more.
But people are open to the gospel. The problem won't go away overnight.
Let's help them. Let's give them the supplies, the funds, whatever they need to do so they can help minister the needs of it.
Pray, give, or go. We've got the links to connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Brazilians are all too familiar with corruption. In 2005, lawmakers were being paid to vote a certain way. Now, several politicians are being accused of involvement with gambling ringleader and businessman Charlie Waterfall. But Operation Mobilization recently used this corruption as a platform for the gospel. OMers in training hit the streets with anti-corruption protests. When people asked about it, OM students told them, "We're all corrupt save for Jesus." Pray for that concept to click. Next, we begin a five-part series on the work of Global Action. Global Action works in 15 countries around the world, equipping indigenous partners to share Christ. Today, we start off with cold weather ministry in India and Nepal called Blankets for Life. Phil Long is the new president of Global Action.
There are over 10,000 people in those areas that die of cold weather exposure every year. Over the past few years, as we've given out over 55,000 blankets to people in Nepal and northern India.
Long says national Christians spearhead the work, but they also send teams from the West to assist.
We take them out into the villages, and they hand out blankets. They wrap these blankets around people. We see some of them begin to weep and wonder, why are these Americans coming over here and doing this for us?
That's the open door for the gospel. You can win a trip to India. Listen to the end of our broadcast and we'll tell you how. And Worldwide Christian Schools is partnering with a group of believers in the Land of the Eternal Spring to bring a little elbow room to the community. They're helping to build a new school in the western highlands of Guatemala. The school will be big enough for just 650 students to have a Christ-centered education. Everything's ready. They just need funds and work teams to come help build. Our website will point you the way. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure. Activate your name now. Just go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.